Welcome to Alex's Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Just doing a quick rundown of some stories here from the weekend. I was just perusing, and I think there's not a ton yet that you can glean from it. It's still early, but I was just doing a rundown of some of the scoring here on the season. Nick Chubb, running back 1, James Robinson 2, Clyde Edwards-Helaire 3, DeAndre Swift 4, Aaron Jones 5, Cordarrelle Patterson 6, Jamal Williams 7, Khalil Herbert 8, Jonathan Taylor 9, Christian McCaffrey 10, Barkley 11, and that is with still to play on Monday night, and Antonio Gibson 12. Just some wild occurrences in there. My reaction to that. So we'll talk more about that in the running back show. Some notes here. I don't think there's a ton of injury stuff this week. Mac Jones looks like he's going to be out. Looks like it's like a multi-week, kind of like a bad high ankle sprain. I think they're all kind of bad. Dr. Chow was thinking maybe IR type bad. So that would be the not good variety of the high ankle sprain. So we're going to be watching that. There was a Tua concussion issue, which I'm not sure sort of what the full story is on that. However, I will say this. I saw it live. We actually got to watch a little of the game during some of the festivities that I had on Sunday for my daughter's baptism. And so we had the TV on, and I was like, oh God, it was like a deer, like when a deer gets like hit by a car and it tries to get like run off. That's what it looked like. Like that's how weak leg he was. And then they put him, as questionable return with a head injury. They didn't put it back. I thought that was really curious. And, and then he comes back in and plays. Like I was stunned. I was shocked that I saw him in the second half. So what is interesting to me, though, is that now that this game is played on Thursday night, so if he ends up in the protocol, he will not play. He will have a very, very difficult time playing on Thursday. Let's put it that way. So just sort of keep that in mind. I think that's something we're probably going to watch for here over the next, 24 hours probably, because I think that story is going to be big. One other thing too, and I didn't see this, so I just keep sort of an eye on this. Samaje Perine played a bunch in this game this week for Cincinnati. I don't know if Mixon's dealing with something. Again, they're on a short turnaround, so I'm sure Perine's probably rostered, but I think he's a guy that you might want to think about potentially if he's not. Prioritizing him as an ad this week because he could potentially be there. A couple of other things that have popped up as well. Dalvin Cook, he had that shoulder, I believe it's called a subluxation. And if you remember, it is a, he had this last year. It's the same shoulder. And I think it's actually interesting because, the stuff that I read was basically like, he's done this before. We kind of like know how it's going to process. He'll be able to play through it, harness it up. Like he's not actually creating any extra damage. He didn't have it surgically repaired. It's basically the same issue going through it over and over again and what happened last year. So for what that's worth, I think he's probably going to get a start. I will say this. They play early in London. So at least we will get sort of that clarity on roster spots and stuff like that for Alexander Mattison early on in the week. Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry dealing with some injuries there. Chris Olave is going to be the wide receiver 1 before anyone ever really anticipated that with the Saints. So that's notable. I'm really interested to see Cleveland and Atlanta this week. I think that's going to be a fun game, so we'll watch that. There's some thoughts that maybe Dak Prescott could return sooner rather than later. I'd be surprised if it happened this upcoming week, but that's something I'm keeping an eye on. Mac Jones, again, with the multi-week injury here, it looks like with the ankle. Brian Hoyer's a potential add. Again, I don't know what he has to offer at this point in his career, but we'll just keep an eye on that. It's maybe like a, like a 5% enforcement bid. It doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. It doesn't seem like it's that big of an add. Devontae Parker goes off in this game, and like literally before the game, I was thinking about cutting him. Like that's how sort of disillusioned I am with their fantasy stock there. Notably, Ramondre Stevenson did play ahead of Damian Harris in this game, so we're going to keep an eye on that for sure. David Montgomery looks like it's going to be a potential multi-week injury is sort of what the thought around it is. They came out after the game and said, oh, like, he's fine. It's not going to be a big deal. But it's a high ankle sprain, and we sort of know historically those kind of can really flare up a day or two after. Like, in the next 24 to 48 hours is when that really, like, it gets bad. So we're going to watch that early in the week, and I think early practice reports might indicate some concern and skepticism maybe about about David Montgomery. We are also on the Zach Wilson return scale, or the return watch, I guess. Joe Flacco was getting booed in this game, which I don't think is probably super fair, but there he is. He was getting booed considering he won the last game. So I don't know. So he was getting booed. And by the way, like, if you're wondering about what a Zach Wilson offense could potentially look like, 155 attempts by Joe Flacco through three games. By way of reference, Josh Allen, who's been throwing the ball all over the place, and they ran like a billion plays on Sunday. By comparison, 155 attempts for Flacco, 132 for Josh Allen. So a big difference there. I'm not going through all the teams, but I believe Flacco leads the league in attempts by like a pretty wide margin. Mahomes has 189, Carr has 120, Kyler Murray has 141, Herbert 127. I'm just sort of scanning around the highs for next week's game. So yeah, it does appear that he has like the most, just off a casual glance. I haven't rerun all the numbers or everything like that, but suffice it to say that if Wilson's going to come back, I think that offense is pretty interesting. And I think that, I don't know, I think you really have to, like, with what we've seen with the success of what the success looks like from Jimmy Garoppolo and from, Tua and some of these other guys, like, and for that matter, Flacco, in sort of what their production looks like compared to what their actual performance is, where their production's way out producing what they're actually performing on. I'm not going to totally insult these guys, but I think like you don't have to be an elite talent to produce in this system. So I'm really interested. And again, with the weapons that they have, I'm really interested to see what Zach Wilson can do. So I'm definitely on a watch there for him. Some other stuff. It looks like Herbert got through this game. I don't know. It's they're going to go to Houston next week, and this is like a they've got to get it game. And Houston's feisty, so we'll watch for that. But like Herbert, they need to get Herbert healthy, and they need to get sort of Herbert right. And I'm interested in buying low on Herbert if the window's going to open. I don't think it is yet, but if it's going to open, I'm all in, and I'm interested. You know, maybe with a second slow start, something like that next week, or another slow game next week. We'll be watching for that. Rodgers and Brady was kind of like a pathetic bowl, which, man, it's like tough to. I'm not getting like full last season Peyton Manning vibes out of this game, but like if this was the beginning of a downtick, like that's what it would begin to feel like. So, not super loving that. I thought that game was going to be kind of exciting. They were playing, you know, they're playing with stripped down versions of their offense, but you just hope for something better than that. That Packers Patriots game in Lambeau next week could be quite the sight to see. Bucks play at home against the Chiefs next Sunday night. So Mahomes has kind of struggled a little bit. We'll see if he can get it back on track. It'll be one to watch for. And then Rams 49ers on Monday night. So after the way the 49ers have been playing, maybe we should not necessarily put them on prime time anymore. But we'll be watching nonetheless because we're not going to complain about football being live after what we did a couple years ago. Special shout out to Mac Hollins. This is a guy that we talked about a little bit, been kicking around. Hey, here's a guy who's just constantly playing. And if you sort of need a guy, like he's kind of the guy. So I thought that was interesting, and he has a big game, career game. I'm not going to go over the overboard and add him, but I actually did add him in a couple of spots where I was just kind of like destitute for a roster spot where it was, you know, I actually think I cut Odell Beckham in a spot. Like I was just, I'm like, I'm not going to use him. Like this is just not going to happen. And he's still going to struggle in return from this ACL. Like he's really not going to feel confident until anything like next year. And frankly, I'm just going to eat the roster spot that whole time. So I just moved on from him. Like I, and I hadn't gotten anything in the trade market. I'm just moving on. And Mac, I think Mac Hollins was the guy I added. Like there was a couple of those spots where it wasn't universally Odell Beckham Jr., but I was like, I kind of just want to take a shot on Mac Hollins. So I had him in, actually started him in a couple spots too, where I just needed somebody. So yeah, so that was a nice landing spot there for him. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I think the couple of, maybe the couple of quarterback things to keep in mind here. Trubisky's kind of trending in the, he could be benched type of, type of range, coming up here. So we'll be sort of curious on that. Doesn't look like Flacco's going to lose his job, even though the fans are calling for it. So, you know, we'll see how that goes in terms of the Mac Wilson, the Zach Wilson return. Jameis Winston has struggled a bit. 353 on 41 attempts. They only scored 14 points. I actually didn't see the game, so I'm curious to see how some of this stuff came to an end. Two interceptions. I'm sure there's a fumble in there. Yeah, Jameis lost. Jameis had two fumbles. Kamara lost one. So, yeah, just sort of, you know, hold gun, point gun at toe, pull trigger on said gun kind of stuff with the Saints. So hopefully that'll get bounced back around here. But there's some quotes after this game that, no, we're not, you know, we're not moving on from Jameis Winston or anything like that. So for what it's worth, he did have an above average QBR in this game, despite two interceptions and a sack. So, all right, so that's pretty much going to do it. Just again, keeping my eyes open. A couple of fool's gold things. I'm sort of halfway through my snap reaction prep for this week. Like I got started really early. Just started crunching some data here early on Sunday night to try and get this stuff out for you on Monday. I think LaVisca Chenault's fool's gold, by the way. Like I know he had the long touchdown. It's going to probably show up as a highlight or whatever. But he ran like a handful of routes, and that happened on it. So just sort of be careful on that. All right, that's going to do it for this edition, just sort of kind of what I'm watching for, even though there's not a super ton that the Keenan Allen return, I think, is going to be one. And can Justin Herbert play sort of without injury or without with health. But other than that, I mean, I think hopefully we'll get a good week here and a Mike Evans return, and we'll be getting going. And again, it's going to be time where people start kicking the tires on a rebuild. So sort of be attuned this week, next week, coming up here in terms of what people are thinking about doing rebuilding wise, because I think it's a place where we can exploit. So, all right, that'll do it for this edition. Till next time, continue embracing variance. We'll talk again real soon.